This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. The biggest prize yet is revealed on Jan Slam. Davina McCall tells me about a magic mixture to help my throat. Will the web team at Radio 1 be prepared to dramatically alter my picture on the Radio 1 website? And Chris has got some test results back. Scott Mills, Radio 1. Good morning. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. I'm sounding better.
You are sounding better,
I'm
yes.
I'm sounding a bit better than yesterday.
This is good. Why has this happened?
Because this is mad, right?
Is it Manuka honey?
No. Yesterday I put on Instagram, I didn't sound very good on radio today because it's all croaky and that. Davina McCall pops up on my Instagram and she's like, hello, darling. Got to be honest, you didn't sound great. Okay. And then she's like, you need to get this stuff from the chemist and you'll be good. So she was like, it's really hard to get. So call them before. So I called the chemist down my road.
Special
and I was like,
chemist or?
No,
normal?
Just a normal chemist. And I was like, hello, have you got this throat-specific mixture, please? Which is what you have to ask for. And they went, you better be quick. We've got one left. Come down now.
What do you mean, come down now?
We'll hold it for you.
You were in the chemist. Where did you go?
No, I rang them.
Oh, sorry, over the phone. So they're saying come to the chemist.
Pay attention, honey.
I thought this was like they're bringing you down to the basement or something.
Oh, no. It wasn't some kind of like covert operation when I got there. It was like, right, down the stairs, first on the left. No, it wasn't that. It was basically just...
Yeah, and there's other sort of croaky celebrities down there. Sourcing throat sweets.
No, I called them before and they said, we'll hold it for you. I got there and the lady was like, right. And she had it on the counter. She was like, there it is. £4, please. Then I looked it up and I was like, why is this stuff so like hard to get? Apparently loads of singers and actors in London have also got the Lurgy at the moment. So this stuff is like gold dust. And it's selling on the black market for about 5 times the price.
Wow.
So I was lucky to get one.
And it's working though.
It's all right. It tastes like vinegar but worse. But, it seems to do the trick. But
also...
This bottle is worth, like, potentially hundreds of pounds. It's £4.
Well, there'll be some kind of actor or actress after that stuff.
Yeah.
Right now. Voice rest, how did it go yesterday?
I didn't talk.
You didn't talk to anyone yesterday?
Not one
person.
Was
that by choice or by...
Well, even
by
to the
situation?
Point, a bit of both. My mum at one point was like, oh, do you want to chat? I was like, I can't. I'll just speak
I'm
to you
on
tomorrow.
Voice rest, mum.
Scott Mills. Where it begins. Hello, Daz in Immingham. Needs a shout because he's got a real bad case of man flu, but he's still digger driving. You're a hero. Not all heroes wear capes.
True. Sometimes they drive diggers.
Good morning to Leo in East London, en route to work. You please me, Leo, because you've put en route correctly. People that put O-N need to get in the C. En route is E-N because it's French.
I agree with that, but... I never like it when it sort of randomly goes French at times.
En route?
For it's like, it doesn't seem right writing EN.
But
when I say I'm
en route, en route, as in O-N, is not, that's not right. En route is not a thing.
But I'm on the route. I'm coming.
Either do it in French or don't do it, because it's not correct. Anyway, he says, I'm en route to work, finally on the bus after being splashed by evil cars in the rain. I got splashed so many times yesterday.
Mm. Now, people going out their way to get you.
Yeah, but do you think that's because I'm not that recognisable. So do you think people are doing that on purpose? Like, hey, let's get him, it's Scott Mills.
Do you think
it's just unlucky, like how I always used to get a ball in the face at school?
Do you think it's a rival radio presenter? That's what I like the idea of.
What, like Will Manning coming up?
Yeah. Yeah, he's driven past. He's like, right.
Chris Moyles is like,
let's just show him. No, I don't think it is that. I think just generally when people drive past people and they see a puddle, it's almost like it's the thing to do.
Yeah.
I've tried chasing people when it's happened to me and it just doesn't... It's very hard to...
Well, with an angry fist.
Yeah, he's like, oi, you!
Oh, I've got your registration. I'll be in touch.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Oh yes, result. I must look a bit better today because my phone recognises me on Face ID.
Ah, it's like, old friend, where have you been?
Yesterday I kept having to put my passcode in because every time I put my phone up to my face, it was like, that's not you. That's not the one that registered with us.
I saw you tweeting last night, is McMafia any good?
McMafia?
Yeah, is it?
Oh yes, I watched it last night.
Did you?
The first two, yeah. It's really good.
Fine, so I need to get into it then.
What's his name? James Norton? Yeah. He's the main guy.
Yes. Right.
Like potential Bond.
Really?
Yeah, he's really good in it.
Wait, when you say potential Bond, though, is it just the role is sort of similar, so then you start thinking it's a bit like Bond? You'd never say potential Bond about, say, I don't know, Mr. Tumble or something like that, do you?
Well,
because it's completely
not.
Different context.
Well, yeah, because he's got the look and he's got the kind of moodiness, and it's just the way he delivers the lines. So it's like a show about a guy whose relatives are kind of... used to be Russian mafia, or his family used to be Russian mafia, and he gets all caught up in it. It's a BBC One thing.
But good.
Really, really good, yeah. It's 6:51 on the Radio and Breakfast Show. It's Scott Mills here. Oh, this is stressing me out. This is a bit like you with Christmas shopping last minute. Louis from Bristol, can you shout me out? I'm in Newport at the moment, waiting to get a new passport. Dark and cold here. Nothing like leaving it last minute. That would be you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you realise, like, 2 hours before you go to Tenerife that your passport's expired.
Exactly, it's happened.
What, you've queued up like that?
Oh,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, but, as I always say to everyone, there is always a way.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Good to see the pop stars are finally coming out of hibernation, one by one, and about to do some work. Mm. So that's Justin Timberlake stuff on his website. It did mean that there is new music coming. He had some odd pictures this week. Like, everything else went from his website, and it started saying things like Fresh Leaves and Man of the Woods.
Yeah, what was it, Man in the Woods or Man of the Woods?
And lots of... how would you describe the pictures of Justin Timberlake?
Well, it is like... you described it brilliantly when you said it was like photos from The Revenant.
Yes.
You know that film? It seems like he's gone rogue. He's out in the wild. It's like Bear Grylls.
So he has announced that there will be a new track. Hopefully it's going to be when we're on. And that's tomorrow. And it's called Filthy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, new,
that soon?
New Justin Timberlake tomorrow.
God, when you say people get back to it, that's getting back to it, isn't it? That's starting the new year. That's like, right, I'm just going to bosh out a few songs now.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Start as you mean to go on.
I mean, he probably did it in August, Chris. It's not like they wake up on the 2nd and go, right, I'll write a song and I'll put it out on Friday. It's probably been planned for a while, the whole campaign stuff, the pictures were done a while ago, probs. But yeah, Filthy by Justin Timberlake tomorrow. But it might be American time, so I don't know what time it will come out here. Well, yeah, we'll find out. Also, Bruno Mars has come out of his shell. He's tweeted, I'm feeling saucy. Dear everybody in the universe, let's have some fun tonight. Hashtag finesse video. I'm doing it. It's coming. So that's new from him as well. He's going to do a video tonight, he says. Julio, film this.
Oh, yeah.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Morning, it's Scott here. In 1 hour, listen to me because I will give you the word you need to say to get these tickets to the FA Cup final. You'll get a tour. And you will get to have a selfie and meet the FA Cup itself.
Massive prize, massive, massive prize.
We're giving away massive prizes every day this month on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Yesterday morning, Abby bagged herself tickets to Anthony Joshua's next UK fight. Incredible prize. All she had to do was answer the phone with the word bell. I will give you a word at exactly 8 o'clock this morning. This is prize number 2 on Jan Slam. 2 tickets to the FA Cup final. Behind the scenes for a tour of Wembley and a pitchside photo with the trophy. You need the word, though. 8 o'clock this morning. Do not answer the phone with anything else but this word. 8 a.m, I'll tell you what it is. Will Best, who was on before us on Radio 1 this morning, was saying that you get to hold the FA Cup. Now, I don't know whether that's confirmed.
Yeah, I don't know what the line is, because people often get funny about that type of thing. Equally, I don't know if you can kiss the cup.
No, I don't think you can kiss it. I think you can have a selfie next to it.
But you can't kiss it.
And I don't know whether you're allowed to touch it, but you'll definitely be with it. It's a bit like, I'm imagining, those amazing pictures. Do you remember a while ago of Victoria Beckham with some fans at the airport? And she is posing with them and doing like the backwards V sign with the hand, but they're behind a glass wall.
Yeah. No, I think it'd be slightly different to that. I'd like to think so.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Where it begins.
Tomo from Best Thorpe's been on. He has done the Wembley tour. He says there's no touching of the FA Cup allowed. You just lean towards it and smile.
That's
However,
true.
That was just a normal tour. You see, these are Jan Slam prizes, so you may even be able to touch it. I don't know.
I've done the tour. It's true. You're told to sort of lean in, and you're kind of there in its presence.
Right, this is the same as when I met Britney Spears in Las Vegas. They're like, yeah, don't touch her, but you can have a photo with her. And we were like, well, can't we just, like, touch her on the shoulder? And they were like, the lady actually went, She's a worldwide international megastar. You know who she is. She has no idea who you are.
Also, I hate to break it. I think on the tour, and don't quote me on it, I think on the tour it's not the real one.
What? Mate, we're supposed to be getting people to listen at 8 o'clock this morning.
No, but I'm saying that's on the other one. I'm saying this is the real deal. I'm saying Jan Slam is like access all areas.
Right, okay. Don't be saying on air that it's not the real FA Cup.
No, I'm not saying I'm not saying that about the Jan Slam one.
Just the normal tour.
I'm saying, the tour, the other one that you were just talking about.
Oh, I see. Okay. No, it's definitely the FA Cup you have to be having a photo with.
Yeah, like the real deal.
Yeah. 8 o'clock this morning, I'll give you a word you need to listen for. Then if you've entered, answer the phone with that word and no other word. Jan Slam prize number 2, FA Cup final tickets, behind the scenes tour and a pitch side photo with the real trophy.
Yes.
Good morning, Shannon from Sunderland.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good. So you're off to work this morning. What do you do?
What? I work for a bank.
Okay, cool. When did you go back to work after Christmas?
Well, I was there all over Christmas, really. We stayed open.
Oh, you stayed open, okay. Where are you at this morning on your morning routine? Are you one of those people that's like, wake up, open the curtains, full shower, full makeup, wear nice clothes? Or are you like Chris here, where you just get up?
I've kind of just shoved my hair up. I'm halfway through my eyebrows at the minute.
Okay, so talk me through the eyebrow situation right now.
So I've got one good eyebrow going on and one not very good eyebrow at all.
Oh, same as me at 5 a.m.
I didn't realise that was a thing that you could have one bad one and one good one. I've never really looked
at the eyebrows.
She's halfway through. Oh, halfway through.
This is definitely a thing.
This is called morning prep for work, Chris. You wouldn't know about it.
No, I don't know about it. But I was watching Mary Poppins over the Christmas period, right?
Whoa.
And got me thinking, why don't the bankers dress like that anymore? Do you know what I mean?
I'm glad they don't, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because that would take some prep, wouldn't it?
You see, now I've got a vision of you, Shannon, because I can't see you. And in my head now, you are one of the bankers from Mary Poppins.
What, like floor-length clothing?
Yeah, like
a
bowler
hat.
And cane.
A cane. I think we'd all just get stressed and
Throw
the canes around.
Now, are you one to take a risk on a celebrity gamble or to go with someone you trust? I think you're a banker, so therefore you would go with someone you trust. But anyway, this is what I want to play you this morning.
Okay. Alright, that's a good song. I do really like that song.
Right. GRL, Ugly Heart.
It's the original shout out to my ex, isn't it?
That. It is, yeah.
Quite similar.
Yeah, just coincidental that. Okay, so that's my tune, but if you want to take the risk on a gamble, today, offering up their choices also are Demi Lovato, Big Shaq and David Walliams.
Ooh, bit of a mixed bag, really. I love Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
But I feel like David Walliams would choose something really silly.
Yes, I agree.
And I don't know too much about Big Shaq's music taste apart from Man's Not Half.
Right.
I'm tempted by Demi Lovato because I think she'd choose an absolute banger.
It's going to be one of those three, though. You don't know.
Ugly Heart's an absolute tune, so I think I'll play it safe.
You're going to go with mine?
Your choice.
You're going with me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I really wanted this to be played this morning as well.
It is a tune.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Thanks. Have a nice day.
GRL, Ugly Heart. Taylor loved that, didn't you?
Absolutely amazing. What a banger.
Are you on the way to work today?
I am indeed. Yes, long journey for me this morning. About a 2-hour commute from Torquay to Cornwall. So, yeah, that did me good.
Oh, like, it's one of those songs you just forget about, but it's really good, isn't it?
It definitely is. And it's one of those really feel-good songs, I think. It's made me a bit more awake this morning. So
perfect.
Thank you very much for
Perfect for this time of day.
Scott Mills.
It's the Radio on Breakfast Show. Grimmy is back next week. It's me and Chris.
Hey.
Hope you're doing good this morning. For some people, it's still their first day back at work. People are just going to go in back in dribs and drabs now, really. Morning, Lauren, who's on her way to work. Some kind of monsoons happened outside her house last night. I know. The rain is on. Mm. She's in Milton Keynes. Also, Saf has been on saying, first day back at work. Scott and Chris helping with the blues on Radio 1 Breakfast. Okay, so I'll give you the word you need to say 8 o'clock this morning for these tickets to the FA Cup and a chance to meet the FA Cup. What are you going to say? I'd be scared.
What, to the FA Cup? It's tricky. It's tricky.
First word.
To say. Oh, look at you. You're gorgeous.
Yeah, you're gorgeous. That's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Also, very soon, I'll tell you that Chris is in a state of shock this morning.
Oh, don't.
After going for some tests yesterday.
So annoying.
Scott Mills.
It's 7.39. Jimmy, what have you got for me?
So, we teased quite a few big pop collaborations that have appeared overnight. So, let's rattle through some of them. Let's start with Rita Ora and Liam Payne. They've got a new track coming out on Friday as part of the soundtrack for 50 Shades of Grey film, 50 Shades Freed, which is out next month.
How long can this go on? How many are there?
I don't even know. I've lost count. It's like the days of the week it is at the moment. Don't know. It's called For You, and Rita's put a teaser of it on Twitter. But before I play a little bit of it, bear in mind this is what she put on Twitter with it. We did this for you. Had so much fun in the studio with Liam Payne. And this is the teaser she's put up.
Well, where's Liam?
Doesn't sound much like there's much Liam Payne in there.
I think they're just using him for his name.
Yeah.
Cause the movie.
Yeah,
Liam
you
Payne.
You pop along to the video, babes, and then on the final mix, we won't be able to hear you.
Yeah, a little bit low in the mix, Liam Payne there. So next on the collaborations list, Cardi B and Bruno Mars. They've done a remix of his song Finesse, which is from his album 24K Magic. She's rapping all over it, heavily inspired by the 90s. They were actually in the video together. They put the video up overnight. So that suggests they actually met, because not many of these duos actually meet, do they?
Oh, so the video's up already?
Yeah, video's up online now. If you're a big fan of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, it's one for you. But yeah, they've met. Like, normally, they'll just like ping each other messages on WhatsApp or something. Mm-hmm. Like, here's a verse. Someone who probably hasn't met is Charlie Puth and Boyz II Men. He says he's putting a song out with them today. On Twitter, he put this post up saying he's had to delay his album because he's producing it himself and he doesn't think it's perfect yet. However, there is some good news. I'm putting out a song I did with Boyz II Men. It's probably one of my favourite songs I've ever written. Thanks for understanding.
Thing is with Poof, he is a perfectionist. He will not put that album out until it's 100% right in his head, because he's one of those people that's just like, it's got to be right, it's got to be right. Like, you could tell that even when he came into studio.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definite perfectionist. That song could be really good. I'm
could
thinking.
Be bad as well, though, couldn't it?
Either way.
Who else have we got?
The final one that's popped up overnight is Mark Ronson and Diplo. So, no music from them yet, but they've got a sort of alias that they're performing under called Silk City. So they're going to do that for the first time at Governor's Ball in New York in June. So that's a while away.
Tell me about Davina McCall, because she was sliding into my DMs yesterday.
Was she?
Yeah, but also someone a lot better and more famous.
So she's been chatting to The Rock. According to an interview she's done with The Sun, she's been saying that Dwayne Johnson is hardworking, gives more than expected, funny, I want to meet him. I've been literally sending him messages all the time. I'm thinking persist. Apparently she wants to marry him, but I don't know, that would be a weird duo.
So here's the thing, Davina McCall hears my croaky voice on air yesterday and hits me up on Instagram. She's like, you need to get this specific throat medicine. At the same time, do you think she's DMing Dwayne Johnson saying, will you marry me?
I reckon, yeah. And I have you had any ones that you think were meant for The Rock that...
Well, maybe. I mean, I hope he's not getting mine about cough medicine.
Should be sending all the wrong messages. But she did also say he's so big I'd have to climb up his thigh. But I don't think there's been a response to that one yet.
Okay.
Anne Widdecombe is still in Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
So there's some real gold this time. This time it's Towelgate. So everyone was kind of unleashed from the living room where they'd been held, kind of a holding area, into the rest of the house, starting to choose some beds. And Anne spotted something.
Hello. You must everybody, order. They put name towels on our beds.
Oh, yeah, I've got name on mine.
No, I think that's what
you're
that
in
means.
Here.
So Anne's taking this seriously.
Order, order, order.
She's loving that already.
Not in the house now, love.
So her name towel's on all the beds, but India had already shotgunned the one that Anne had her towel on.
We have a slight problem.
Yeah, do you think so? I mean, if Anne snores an awful lot, I've
Yeah, well, hang on, let's sort the snoring in a minute. They put our name towels on our beds, so they intended me to have this bed.
Well, normally it's first come, first serve for the beds.
So there's a few arguments going on there.
She is a snorer, Anne.
Yeah, she's admitted that she snores very loudly. But India, not wanting to budge, it didn't go down well with Anne. So this is the final bit from her.
Thank you very much. Right, OK. Well, I should go off to the other room. And if they complain...
Well, we should not move now.
India won't budge, so that's it. I don't actually mind, but, you know, the system's been thrown. They put name towels on our beds for a purpose.
She definitely minds.
She minds.
She really minds.
Thing is, when they all went in, they were like, yeah, we're all going to get on because it's like all about women and nah, they're not.
No,
they're
not. Towelgate's thrown that to the wall. It's done. But I am loving living Celebrity Big Brother through the eyes of Anne.
Yeah, so they put her in a different room now because she snores so much.
She's been moved, yeah.
Love it.
She's gone.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
My friend Chris here is in a bit of a state of shock this morning, so if we could have sympathy for him, that would be good, thank you. Because I know some people can be a bit harsh, but you got some test results yesterday.
I did, yeah, yeah. I don't know how to tell you
about it.
Well, I don't know, because I don't know if it's the kind of thing you should be saying on Radio 1 in case bosses are listening and think, well, if that's what's going on, we need to get rid.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever you feel comfortable with saying.
All right, I went for these tests yesterday, and what they did is they made me hold on to a machine and you kind of grip these two things. I shouldn't laugh. You grip these two things and I don't know how it works, but it gives you all your sort of vital stats, like your weight, all this type of stuff.
Your body mass index.
Exactly, right? And some things seemed good, some things seemed less than good. Mm. And one of the things that popped up is that, and I'd love someone to explain how this works. Maybe you know, Scott, or someone listening does. But my name is Chris and I'm 30, but I have a metabolic age of 43. Now, I don't know quite what that means, but...
It means that you're 30, but you're inside, you're 43.
So I had these tests done at the gym. It wasn't my choice.
No, they make you
the,
do it.
The trainer guy there, guy called Dan, was like, right, we've got this machine here, just like to put you through it, just see what's going on in there. And it's absolutely blown my mind. It's also thrown up that I'm, well, in its words, obese, which was news to me. But what I'm saying is here, it was just quite a shock.
Yeah.
Because this machine can tell you all sorts of stuff that's going on. Mm. But what's with the metabolic age?
43. What bothers you more, that you're 43 inside or obese?
Well, I think it was the year thing. I think it was just the fact that, you know... How does this work? And can it be, for example, that you could be 60 but have a metabolic age of, say, 150? Like, how does this thing work?
I think the first time I had one of these done, I was about 32, right? And they told me I was, should I tell you how old?
Yeah, go on.
56. Inside.
So you had the body on the outside of a 32-year-old, but inside...
Inside, 56. Now, that's gone down since I started to go to the gym
a bit
more. Yeah,
but they did point that out. It's not it's not like age, because they use it... They say age on this thing, metabolic age. But so you think, right, that's 43, so I'm dealing with that from there on in. Next year, 44, it will only go up.
No, it'll go
down. No, it can go down.
Yeah, mine's gone way down now, because I go a bit more often. But it's put you in a bit of a you don't know what to think when you leave the gym, do you?
No, I would like it to be the other way around.
Do you know, all the channels at the moment, I was flicking through last night, most channels have got all those diet and detox shows on at the moment. You can't move for those shows. You might want to watch some of them. Mm.
Can you be younger than the age you are on these things?
I don't know.
Can I be 30 but have the insides of, I don't know, a 12-year-old something?
I've just looked up Bear Grylls. He's 43, but inside he's probably like 20.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
I knew all the fitness people would be on now. Good morning to Ness, who is 28, in Worcester. Metabolic age of 13, but does train twice a day and lives off broccoli and chicken.
Right.
So that's how you need to lower it, I think.
So on the outside, what did you say, 28?
Yeah, inside, 13.
Whoa.
BBC
Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Wake up! Now you're gonna wake up in the morning.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Yes, reclaiming my time.
I had Radio 1 on my telly and my phone in my hand, and I was like, it's not going to happen. And then suddenly it just came up on my phone.
The Radio 1 Jan Slam. January is for winners.
Okay, lines are now closed for our FA Cup competition. In 3 songs' time, I'm going to phone one person back. If your phone rings, you must answer with the following word. Goal. G-O-A-L. Goal. I'll give you extra points if you go, goal!
It's weird hearing you say it like that.
Kind of awkward, first thing in the morning, but wherever you are, whatever you're doing, answer the phone. Don't say hello. Don't say, what? Don't say, oh, is this Radio 1? Say the word goal.
Yeah, and do it with confidence.
If you do, you will win 2 tickets to the FA Cup final. You will get a behind-the-scenes tour of Wembley, and you'll get to meet the actual FA Cup. I mean, I just don't know what I'd say. OMG, I'm shook.
You'd curtsy.
I definitely would.
Mm.
You'll get a pitch-side photo with a trophy as well. Incredible. Such good prizes on Jan Slam. If you've entered, I will be calling one of you. I'll call a randomly selected number after these musics.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Liz. He says, I have to say it's a lot more enjoyable listening to the show this morning than yesterday when you haven't entered Jan Slam. This time yesterday, I was absolutely palm sweaty arm spaghetti. But didn't fancy the FA Cup. A lot of people did.
The Radio 1 Jan Slam.
Okay, here we go. This is an incredible prize. FA Cup tickets to the final. Backstage tour of Wembley. And you'll meet the FA Cup. Okay, so we said Arsenal won last year's FA Cup final. Who do they beat? A, Chelsea. B, Manchester United. C, Swansea City. If you texted Cup A, Chelsea, followed by your name and age, we could be calling you back right now. If your phone rings and you answer with the word that I gave you at 8 this morning, you are going with a friend to the FA Cup final. You will head behind the scenes for a tour of Wembley. You will get a pitch-side photo with the trophy. The thing is, and I'm sorry, I know you've got a lot to do, your morning routine, but if you don't say the word, you can't go to the FA Cup. It has to be that word and that word only. In front of me now, I have a list of randomly selected phone numbers from people that entered. If you, or if you know someone that entered, be by the phone now. It doesn't matter who it is, it might be us. You know the word. I gave it to you at 8 o'clock this morning. Okay, let's call somebody. Good luck, everyone. Pardon?
Hello?
No, sorry. That was a hello. Oh, it took so long as well. It took so long, and after all that, said hello.
I thought they might have been.
Okay.
They might be playing us.
Let's go again. Remember the word. Remember that you entered the competition.
Come on.
The thing is, people have got a lot to think about in the morning.
I get that.
But we do say, once you've entered the competition, listen at 8 a.m.
There's so many people listening right now, desperate to win this.
I was so ready to play the winner thing then. Hello. Hello. Well, that's a new one. Don't say anything.
Kind of a stand-up.
I'm sorry, if you're not going to say anything,
you've
I need the word.
The word.
Right, we'll do some more calls next. You must say the word.
Scott Mills.
The three people we just called will be so annoyed with themselves when they realise what's just happened. Brady one just called. One of them said hello. One of them just stayed silent, like it was some kind of rude phone call. It was like a standoff.
It was a standoff.
Definitely speak.
You've got to say the word.
Loads of people are like, I'm sat here listening to these fools. Just ring me. I know, but sometimes you just don't, you don't think about it. But we do say, you've got to answer with the word. Feeling quite pleased so far, says this person on Twitter, because I entered and I want the tickets. Ring me. The stress of waiting for someone to pick up the phone for Jan Slam is unreal for this time, says Becky. OK. FA Cup. You'll get to have a pitch trophy with it, pitch-side trophy, and you'll get a behind-the-scenes tour of Wembley. Let's call someone else. You must answer with the word. Don't say hello. Definitely don't stay silent. Come on. OK. Is it ringing? Here we go.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, no! Don't say hello!
Sounded like it was going off there.
Okay. Another one. It is the natural thing to say hello.
Of course,
but
yeah.
There's a word that you need to say. Two tickets. You and a mate. Boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife to the FA Cup final. And you'll meet the FA Cup. In person. That was taking years off my life.
I'm buzzing.
Who are you, please?
I'm Max.
Hey, Max, where are you?
Hello, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah, absolutely buzzing.
Oh, I'm buzzing as well because you finally, somebody answered with the word goal. Max, you and a mate are going to the FA Cup final.
Get in there. Hopefully Watford make it.
Well, yes. Oh, I love you even more.
Chris, this is your dream caller.
Yeah, come on.
You'll get a behind-the-scenes tour of Wembley and you're going to get to meet the FA Cup. What do you think you're going to say?
Up the glory on it, boys, probably.
What, to the FA Cup?
I love the FA Cup. Got to the semi-final a few years ago.
Say, I love you, the FA Cup.
Yeah, tell the FA Cup. Tell the FA Cup all of this. It'll be fascinating.
Scott Mills. Where it begins. Someone just says, this is Vicky in Bath. That's so funny you just mentioned your photo. I've only just seen it and was wondering if you'd approved it. Why aren't either you or Chris smiling properly? We're trying to look moody.
Am I in the picture?
Yeah. So this is the photo that you get when you click on the website or you click on the BBC iPlayer radio app or on your TV when we're on air. Or if you get the podcast. And the web team emailed yesterday saying, can we change the picture? And they sent through a new design. And I was like, well, it's quite an old picture. Is there another one we could have? Anyway, so I said this to the producer, and then the producer sends this back to the nice lady who wants to change the picture. All right? We thought we'd have a bit of fun with it, just to see how far we could push it.
Hey, Linda, thanks so much for sending this through. Hope that's OK. I've sent the image on to Scott and his agent and publicist too, as they like to have a look at these kind of things. Scott's going to come back with a few pointers. I'll just copy and paste them from his emails. Hope that's OK. If you do have 5 minutes, please could you let me know what you think of the blow and I'll send on. Thanks so much.
Sure. Send them on and I'll let you know my thoughts.
There we are. So Linda's well happy with that. She's like, yeah. pass it through the publicist and agent, lol.
Yes.
And then...
just get that picture approved by the staff and...
And then
we can begin.
But Linda's happy with that. She's like, yep, definitely, up for hearing what Scott's saying. So I'm on to the producer going, right, let's say this. So the trolling begins, but we start quite nice and easy, really.
Do you think it might be possible to use a more recent photo? Or if it has to be this photo, would it be possible to Photoshop the hair off my chest so I'm completely hairless? Apart from the hair on my head, of course, lol.
So I'm asking for completely hairless there. No chest hair at all.
Okay, but you want Linda to make you hairless in the picture?
Yes.
So what a great first request.
We get our first response back and, I mean, it's pretty positive.
I'm happy to change the picture. Is there one that Scott prefers and could send over? I've attached some options I've found, but hair removal should be fine.
Okay, awesome. So Linda's up for making me completely hairless.
Great.
That's good. Now, time to address the fact that you're not in the picture, so what to do? Here's an idea.
There's no Chris. What about a sort of tiny version of him? Maybe poking out from my shirt or something like that, or in my hand?
In my hand.
Like some kind of... I'm sure there's some old TV show where there was like tiny people that would be in...
Let that sink in for a minute. A
like tiny, Big Cook, Little Cook.
You're right. A tiny version of you in my hand.
Just poking out the pocket there.
Here's the response.
Happy to give it a go. It sounds fun.
It does sound fun.
So it's going to be me, hairless, and you poking out of my hand.
One in the hand.
Right. So it sounds fun. So so Chris is in the photo now. I understand. Chris is in. Okay.
I'm in.
Maybe because I'm looking up, there could be a thought bubble of things I think about, like a bubble with a pound sign, some swimming trunks, hot men, or maybe one of my catchphrases like, yes, yes, yes.
Not one of my catchphrases.
Yes,
that famous catchphrase of mine. Okay.
Some money, some hot men.
Yeah. Maybe a thought bubble. What do you think?
My only concern is that the image would mostly be viewed on mobile, and the text would be so small, it would be unreadable. But can try with an emoji inside. I like the swimming trunks.
Okay, so that's our first negative response there. Although they like the idea of me thinking about swimming trunks.
What does that mean? What does it even mean? Why would you be thinking of swimming trunks?
In
that's
a thought
the
bubble.
Best.
Okay, let me try a little bit harder.
Oh, so the thought bubble might not work. Would a speech bubble with a catchphrase like, "Hello, me Scott Mills," be better?
Do you like this?
Me Scott Mills.
Maybe like, "Me Scott Mills."
Yeah. Your okay. Famous catchphrase.
I don't want to add any more text to the image as it would become unreadable at a small size. But a thought or speech bubble with an illustration may work. We can look into this.
Okay, well, it's
they'll
not...
have a meeting.
It's not a no. Right, Photoshop. Are they up for that, do you think?
I'm not sure where we sit editorially on this, but could I be given some abs? Like, not proper big ones like The Rock, but more like Davina McCall's. They're amazing.
So I'm asking for abs to be on there now, fake abs, like Davina McCall's. You know that, remember that guy went to Big Brother, the Mr. Paparazzi guy with
so
his...
So far the brainstorm is me in your hand, tiny me in your hand,
and abs.
A speech bubble with swimming trunks.
And Davina McCall abs.
If you're thinking of the swimming trunks and Davina McCall abs.
Let's see what they say.
I don't think we're okay with that. Let's try a new photo and see where we end up.
Okay, so not happy with the fake abs, so let's try again.
So it's a definite no on altering the picture? So no fake abs or anything like that. Maybe make his arms bigger, like that?
Yeah, are they up for making my arms bigger? Let's find out.
I'm a bit uncomfortable with fake abs. We can make it really cartoon-like and obviously fake, but I think that might take the designer too long to do, so it's a no, I'm afraid.
Right, I'm glad that they're editorially sound, but it's a definite no to fake abs. However, a thought bubble with me thinking of swimming trunks.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
We're back tomorrow morning from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.